This is VK6 Amateur Radio News with News West for Sunday the 5th of September 2021. And today is Club Focus Day, where we've invited clubs to send in their stories and promotions. Happy Father's Day to all the dads. And it's springtime. Doesn't the year fly by? Perth Tech is in springtime in the Perth Hills, and we've got some updates for you on Perth Tech. What sort of amateur would build a full-size lunar lander replica? Stay tuned and we'll tell you who and why. In addition to club stories, we have the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club Bulletin from Clive, updates on Perth Tech, we've got Roy's Amateur Radio Helpline, and there's more. News West is your local amateur radio news service, which can be heard on air, online, and on demand. Visit our website, vk6.net, to find out how.
Do you know about the Carnarvon Space and Technology Museum? Have you been there? Apparently, it's quite good and improving all the time, and it's run by an amateur radio operator. Did you catch the article on the ABC earlier in the week with the title, Lunar Lander Replica Unveiled in Carnarvon? A life-size replica of the Apollo 11 lunar lander was unveiled at the Carnarvon Space and Technology Museum over the weekend. The model took approximately 7 months to construct. WA had one of the longest histories of involvement in the space program in Australia, beginning in 1961 tracking the Project Mercury missions, NASA's early program to put a man into orbit around the Earth. So it was fitting that a life-size replica of the Apollo 11 lunar lander was included in the Carnarvon Space and Technology Museum. The 7-meter-tall model is based on the spacecraft that Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin used to descend to the moon's surface, while Michael Collins remained in the mission's command module. Carnarvon Space and Technology Museum Chairman Phil Ude said the opening was particularly important given the town's historical involvement with space programs. Phil is an amateur radio operator, call sign VK6 Yankee Oscar Bravo. Congratulations, Phil and your crew. I reckon the Carnarvon Space and Technology Museum is a must-see. Put it on your list.
You're telling me. Well, you might be, but are you really? In this episode of Club Focus, I take a look at communication. Your club depends on communication. Even setting aside the obvious fact that our hobby has a huge component of communication built in, a club relies on communication and must take care of a few aspects of that. Firstly, your members need to know what's going on, and they also need to feed back to the club about how they plan to participate, or not, in the next thing coming up. Clubs need to find out what members are interested in, so they ask members and members tell them. That's a feedback loop. As amateurs, we know about feedback, don't we? So now we have adequate communication buzzing around the club, there's another communication channel that must be open. That's the communications channel to the world outside your club. And these days, there are so many ways to do this, so it should be easy. With so many means and ways of communicating your club's story to those outside the club, why doesn't it happen? I may be wrong, but I think it's because nobody has been tasked with it. You know that old brain teaser, nobody did it because everybody thought someone would do it, something like that. The first step in getting your message out is to give someone the job. Task someone for blowing the club trumpet. And you need to use all available media, not just word of mouth, not just emails, not just social media, not just the news broadcasts. But you must use every means available. Different people pay attention to different media, and some people absorb information by hearing, others by seeing, and some by reading. There's one more group to point the finger at. How often have you heard someone say, "I didn't know," in spite of it being on email, Facebook, broadcast, or whatever? Folks, if you want to know something, you have to look and listen where the information's distributed, and you often have to take the wheat with the chaff to find out what it is that you want to know. It's about taking responsibility to find out what's going on around you. It's nobody else's fault if you don't look, listen, read, or whatever. Am I being too harsh? I'm Bob, VK6POP.
G'day, this is Mark Bosmer, VK6QI and VK2KI from the PL Amateur Radio Group in Mandurah, WA. So the PL Amateur Radio Group has been encouraging its newer members to learn the art of CW and for us oldies to rekindle what's probably a lost skill. So our living legend, Tony, VK6DQ, has been running CW training sessions each night at 7pm on 146550 FM in the Mandurah area, and to encourage members to give it a go, we're running on-air CW exchange nights on 80 metres. So in conjunction with this, we've also run two slow CW contests on 80 metres so far this year. So we're pleased to announce that the next slow CW event will be held on Saturday, September 18th, and will be open to all amateurs and shortwave listeners. In the first two trial events, the PL Amateur Radio Group encouraged non-members to join the fun by working PARG members. But for the next event, we've gone all out and made it a national event open to all in the Oceania region. Exchanges with any station will earn points, with extra multipliers for contact with PARG members, portables, and so on. And for those in Eastern Australia, we'll have at least one PARG member station operating if conditions at the time don't favour the long haul to WA. The aim of the PARG-friendly slow CW powwow is to encourage amateurs to find and dust off their Morse keys to learn how easy friendly CW exchanges can be, and mostly to have a bit of fun. So if you're interested in giving this old mode a go, this is a great opportunity. The event will by no means be a competition. It's all about encouraging us onto 80 metres for some fun by trying to successfully exchange signal reports slowly and with lots of repeats. So if you feel that your Morse might not be up to speed though, or if you can't find your Morse key, you could even enter as an SWL. So the details are available on the PL Amateur Radio Group website, www.parg.org.au. That's www.parg.org.au. And then just click on What's New and follow the link to the Slow CW Powwow. There's also a set of handy-dandy hints for those who are new to the mode or, like me, have forgotten how. So the Slow CW Powwow will be held on a portion of 80 metres on Saturday, September the 18th, between 1100 UTC and 1300 UTC. So that's 2100 to 2300 hours Eastern Australian time, or 1900 to 2100 hours WA time. That's 7pm to 9pm, folks. The event will be in half-hour blocks, so there'll be plenty of opportunity for repeat contacts and more fun. So please give it a go, no matter how bad you think you are. It's all about having a go and having some fun. So cheers from David Millett, the Secretary of the PL Amateur Radio Group, VK6FAAZ, and me, Mark Bosmer, VK2KI and VK6QI, for the PL Amateur Radio Group.
Perth Tech is about 7 weeks away. That's an eternity in these COVID times. However, we're still soldiering on with it, because what else can you do? Perth Tech is still on until it's not, if that makes sense. If COVID upsets our plans, and there seem to be people over there on the other side wishing that upon our state, we will postpone or cancel. Cancellation will result in refunds for those who registered. But let's plan for a positive outcome with some Perth Tech Spring in the Hills going ahead as planned. So, having thought about what might go wrong, let's take a look at what you're in for when it all goes right. Perth Tech will give you a day of interesting technical presentations, as well as social interaction with other amateurs. Let's flesh this out. We've negotiated for caravans and campers to park on site. Parking is on hard stand and power is available. Vans and campers are $12 a night. For this, you get to be on site on Friday and or Saturday nights with access to a club room, kitchen, toilets and showers, and there's scope to play with radios. There are tall trees around the place. The technical sessions run from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. on the Saturday. Lunch is included. The $20 admission fee covers the cost of lunch, morning and afternoon teas. Celiacs and vegetarians will be catered for. You just need to tick the boxes when registering online. From 5:30 p.m, there's a sundowner and the bar will be open for you to purchase drinks. There's a $15 charge for the sundowner, which pays for the catering. Prior registration is essential both for catering and setup. Soon we'll be asking for people to volunteer to help bump in and out. We're also in the market for someone to operate the audio-visual equipment. A degree in rocket science is not required. Links to bookings for the Perth Tech and the raffle are on the vk6.net website.
This is VK6ARN and you're listening to News West.
This is VK6 Amateur Radio News, and you're listening to News West. You might shudder at the non-standard phonetics used in the call sign. However, there is a good reason for it. WA Amateur Radio News is the club behind the production of News West Amateur Radio News, the amateur radio news program for Western Australia. The club call sign is VK6ARN. Hence our amateur radio news phonetics. Rather neat, really, isn't it? WA Amateur Radio News was formed about 7 years ago in order to provide a home and a structure for News West. Prior to that, the successor to the current news producer was sort of left to chance. Or in the case of the current News West producer, it was a case of dead man's boots. Nevertheless, WA Amateur Radio News was formed. News West continues to be produced and put to air every week by a team of volunteer broadcasters. Our other claim to fame is the Perth Tech Conference, where we bring presentations and speakers from across Australia to our Perth audience. We bring you details of Perth Tech 2021 elsewhere in today's news bulletin. WA Amateur Radio News is a small club and new members are welcome. We don't hold regular club meetings. Our regular activity is production of News West every week. If you'd like to become involved in any aspect of WA Amateur Radio News, you can contact us by emailing to secretary@vk6.net. Again, to secretary@vk6.net.
Hello everyone, this is Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey, reminding you that tomorrow is the first Monday of the month, time for the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia's September Bulletin to go to air. And don't forget too that the next lunchtime meeting for members and friends of the RAOTC is at the Bayswater Hotel Bayswater on Tuesday, September the 14th, starting at around midday, and anyone wishing to join in is most welcome to do so. Now, an important announcement. Due to ongoing COVID restrictions in Melbourne, the annual general meeting on Thursday, September the 23rd, will now be held on Zoom, starting at 2 p.m. Melbourne time. All RAOTC members wishing to join this online meeting must register their interest by email no later than Thursday, September the 9th. Full details of the registration procedure can be found at the RAOTC website www.raotc.org.au. An expanded club news will contain more information on this topic. Following the club news, we have two articles for you. Ian, VK3JS, asks, where and how will we get the metals to feed our future technology needs? After which Bruce, VK3UV, will tell us, what was it like to use an IBM PC in 1981? Everyone, RAOTC members and non-members alike, is most welcome to listen to the program and to join in the callbacks afterwards. The monthly bulletin is transmitted via a wide range of modes, frequencies and times, all of which can be found on the RAOTC website or just Google RAOTC Broadcasts. Tomorrow, as well as the 20-metre SSB transmissions on 14.150 MHz at 00 and 0100 hours UTC, that's 8 a.m. and 9 a.m. WA local time, there are other more local transmissions as well. At 9 a.m, there's a transmission via digital mobile radio on the VK DMR network Talk Group 5. Also at 9 a.m, Chris VK6JI will transmit the bulletin on 80 metres on 3620 kHz. At 10 a.m, there's a transmission via the News West linked repeater system, simultaneously with one on 40 metres on 7088 kHz, again by Chris VK6JI. On Wednesday, September the 8th, we have a D-Star broadcast at 5:30 p.m. WA local time. This will be transmitted on D-Star Reflector 91C and will follow the D-Star news line. Additionally, next Sunday, September the 12th, repeats of the RAOTC bulletin follow the 160-metre and 40-metre broadcasts of the WIA news. If none of the transmission times suit you, you can download the audio file at any time from today from the RAOTC website. If you do listen this way, a brief feedback comment would be appreciated. Once again, tune in tomorrow for the September RAOTC Bulletin, and we look forward to hearing your call sign in the callbacks afterwards. 73 from Clive, VK6CSW.
The Perth Tech Raffle has been underway for a month now, and ticket sales are starting to grow. We've kept the Perth Tech Raffle low-key until the NCRG Hamfest Raffle was finished, and that's been and gone, so we're off and running with ours. This raffle will cover the costs of running Perth Tech, and we do it this way rather than charge an entry fee to cover the cost of the event, because it's more fun this way. If you haven't heard, or haven't remembered, the prizes are very attractive. The first prize is the ICOM 705 SDR portable radio with matching backpack, with retail value a smidge under $2,000. Second prize is an MFJ antenna analyzer valued at just under $600. And third prize is a Comet GP15 tri-band antenna. Tickets are $5 each and sales are online. The link to ticket sales is at our website vk6.net. Thanks for supporting Perth Tech.
The WA VHF Group provides the beacon service to hams in WA and the members of the ham community both Australia-wide and worldwide. These beacons have been used in the past as a tool for hams to assess the viability of propagation. But since the beacons were established, the communications landscape has changed. So we are keen to establish, by means of a simple straw poll, whether the ham community in WA still uses these beacons and finds them helpful. If you are a user in any size, shape or form, we would be pleased to hear from you. We would like to know if you use the beacons and in what circumstances you use them. You can drop a line, send an email to committee@wavhfgroup.org.au. I'll say that again, committee@wavhfgroup.org.au. Or you could leave your calling card on the WA VHF Group Facebook page. For the next 4 years, the group will support the Kalgoorlie Beacon VK6RTU, which is analogue and operates on 6 metres, 2 metres and 70 centimetres. The 6 metre beacon is currently operating on 50.307 MHz, but needs to return to its licensed frequency of 50.438 MHz with the provision of a new crystal. The VHF group is working on an MOU with the Goldfield Amateur Radio Community to provide technical support for the beacon. The 4-year trial period is an attempt to assess the viability of the beacon with a view to its upgrade and if it's well patronised. As a bit of a teaser, a small committee from the VHF group have been working on an international commemoration event to be staged early in the new year. For those with 122 MHz gear, you might find some action. More information when all the ducks have been lined up. 73 is from Graham, VK6LV, on behalf of the WA VHF Group.
For the past 2 weeks, we've been asking for someone, or more than one people, to stand in for Mark, VK6USB, on two weekends in October, while he takes a well-earned break. The person or persons will need to cover the 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. broadcasts on the linked repeater network for two weekends. If you can do this in whole or in part, please contact Mark or myself at newswest@vk6.net, and that's the email address, newswest@vk6.net. So please be certain that if there is no offer to stand in for Mark, two things will happen. The first one is that Mark will still take his break. The second is that no volunteer, no news broadcast on the linked repeater network. I'm sorry if that sounds a bit mean. However, wouldn't it be better for Mark if he knows that he can safely plan his break, knowing that someone will fill in for him? Come on, you know you want to do it. Don't hold out for a better offer. The invitation lists for the Queen's Garden Party have already been filled, so you are free on those weekends, right?
On HF, VHF and UHF, via the VK6 linked repeater network, and online, this is News West from VK6 ARN.
News West next week is all about contesting. We'll be telling you about contests that are coming up, and we can talk about contesting in general. But only you can talk about contesting that you've done. So, how about supplying us with tall tales and truths about your contesting exploits? Have you done anything interesting or different in contests lately, or been successful? Now, that would be different. What about a spectacular failure? I'm sure there's been a few of those. Whatever your experience of contesting is, you can be sure that it will prove interesting to someone else. As usual, we'd love to hear your story as a voice recording. However, we can accept a written story that one of the team can record for you. But your voice is better than any of ours, I can guarantee that, because it's your story. Send your contributions as email attachments to newswest@vk6.net.
Greetings to all fathers, mothers and others. This is Roy, VK6XV, with this week's helpline for Father's Day, the 5th of September 2021. And it's also the birthday of Helpline Disposals. It's now 36 years young, into its 37th year. I'll keep going till I drop. Today's items include a wanted for a valve tester, looking for a valve tester that can test battery-operated valves like the 1T4, 1.5-volt filament tubes, and the 6.3 and 12-volt valves as well, of course. If you can help Mark with a valve test, it may need a little bit of TLC or possibly even some work to get it going. But if you can help him with a valve tester, preferably with the smaller type valves, please contact his mobile phone number 0419-928-589. At 0419-928-589. The next item wanted is a military radio, ex-military radio, a Papa Romeo Charlie 2-5. Or a military radio Papa Romeo Charlie, I'll say it again, a military radio Papa Romeo Charlie 7-7, required for nostalgic value only by an ex-Vietnam veteran. Graham, VK4 Bravo Bravo, is looking for these radios. If you can help him, please contact him. The email address is nationalnews@waa.org. National News, or one word, at wia.org.au. Next item I have for sale is a Yaesu Fox Tango 107 mic HF transceiver, 10 metres through 160 metres, comes with a Yankee Mic 3-8 desk microphone, a Fox Victor-107 external VFO, handbooks and DC leads, etc. All in good, perfect condition, $450 all nearest offer. There's also a Kenwood Tango Romeo 9000 2-meter all-mode transceiver. Comes with mounting bracket and handbook. Good condition, $250 all nearest offer. There's a Kenwood Tango Sierra 811 Bravo 70-centimeter all-mode transceiver. Comes with handbook, AC-DC leads. Good condition, asking $350 all nearest offer. And if you would like any of those items, please contact Greg on 0417 900 874. Again, 0417 900 874, or email to greggarrett@westnet.com.au, all one word in Greg Garrett. That's Golf Romeo Echo Golf Golf Alpha Romeo Romeo Alpha Tango Tango. Or if you prefer it, GREGGARRAT. I think it was easier phonetically. Next item for sale is a Philips Fox Mic 9-2 and a Motorola Syntrex radio. Both are programmed for the old 40-channel UHF CB frequencies. They may need some fixing, says Gavin. $150 for the pair or for the lot. Contact Gavin. His email address is golfcharliealphanovembergolfechomicindia@iinet.net.au. That email address again is golfcharliealphanovembergolfechomicindia@iinet.net.au. I hope I'm saying the phonetic slow enough there for you. And on to the next item. We have an Emtron Delta X-ray-1 HF amplifier. The transformer has failed. The rest of the amplifier is in very good condition. Available for $400. Contact Mark, VK6 Bravo Sierra Alpha. His phone number, 0408-688-903. Or email to Victor Kilo 6 Bravo Sierra Alpha at iinet.net.au. VK6 Bravo Sierra Alpha at iinet.net.au. And Barry, VK680i has a Drake Sierra Mic 2000 2kW ATU in good working condition, and also has a Yaesu Fox Tango 736 Romeo VHF UHF base station transceiver, 50 megs, 2 meters and 70 centimeters, good condition, $500. And the price for the ATU, the Drake ATU, was $400. I think I failed to tell you that. Contact details for Barry, telephone 0428-959-771. That's 0428-959-771. Or email to bravo.juliet.burns@bigpond.com. That's it for this week. And happy birthday to Helpline. And happy Father's Day to all fathers. And happy Mother's Day, too. For the mothers, having a day off with father. Happy day to everyone. Cheers, 73 Roy VK6XV. And the email address for me is VK6XRayVictor@bigpond.com. 73 till next week.
Next week we talk about contesting. However, we'll gladly give space to any story that you'd like to contribute. Simply send your text or your recording as an email attachment to newswest@vk6.net, and we take it from there. Thanks to the broadcasters, the callback takers, and to the WA Repeater Group for the linked repeater network. Thanks to casual contributors, and thanks to the studio team this week, Roy VK6XV, Mike VK6KMS, Jeff VK6JEF, and Andrew VK6AS for handing out the oranges at halftime. I'm Bob VK6POP, the News West producer. Please remember to get around to reserving your spot for Perth Tech, and while you're getting around to something, why not get around to getting on air and make some noise?